The Grand Budapest Hotel concerns a bellhop, now an elderly man, Zero Mustafa, played by F. Murray Abraham, narrating to a young writer, Jude Law, a story about his former boss, a hotel concierge, Monsieur Gustave, played by Ralph Fiennes. The film has all the trappings of Ophuls and the Vienna Circle. Gustave, the concierge, keeps his elderly female clients happy by having sex with them, while around him, the unnamed Nazis invade and destroy the civilization that he works throughout the entire film to protect. Thus, Europe is largely conveyed through a quest after a phony Renaissance painting, Boy with Apple. The Grand Budapest Hotel, about the protection of artwork from Nazi barbarity, is the film the Monuments Men should have been, but is most regrettably not. As Mustafa laments the end of the Grand Budapest Hotel, Gustav was the last connection to that vanished world, and that Gustav's world had vanished long before he had entered it. The moment echoes the tragic ending of The Great Gatsby, in which a similar narrator, Nick Carraway, elegizes the 1920s lost generation. Gatsby's dream must have seemed so close that he could hardly fail to grasp it. He did not know that it was already behind him. The reprise that is World War II's devastation of Europe from World War I's original is not surprising, as the echoes in 1950s absurdism from 1920s surrealism attest. However, the appearance of the Eros-driven Thanatos from The Great Gatsby in Anderson's new film illuminates his grand plan at this hotel, not quite set in the real Budapest. Stefan Zweig's autobiography, The World of Yesterday, a meditation on the decay of Europe in the first half of the 20th century, offers a metaphor for Anderson's film. As the Grand Budapest Hotel enacts each postmodern reference, yet another example of Eros driving Thanatos reveals itself. Not only death at the level of individual characters, but of human civilization itself. The masterful skill of the concierge keeping the chaos of the hotel at bay recalls the greatest of hotel cinema, F.W. Murnau's The Last Laugh from 1924. In Murnau's film, a proud doorman is reduced to an animalistic bathroom attendant, which Siegfried Krakauer argues is the smoking gun for the transition of the German soul from Weimar liberalism to Nazi barbarity. Heavily influenced by Max Ophuls, Stanley Kubrick, who adapted Vienna Circle Arthur Schnitzler's dream novella into Eyes Wide Shut, of course made the quintessential Eros and Thanatos hotel film The Shining, in which Jack Torrance's lust leads to the destruction not only of himself, but of the America built atop an Indian burial ground. Oddly, the closest fellow traveler to the Grand Budapest Hotel that I can think of is not a film at all, but a graphic novel. Lost Girls, written by Alan Moore with images drawn by Belinda Gebbie, features three young women from children's literature, Lewis Carroll's Alice, J.M. Barrie's Wendy, and L. Frank Baum's Dorothy, sequestered at a European hotel at the brink of World War I. Inspired by Thomas Mann's The Magic Mountain, another narrative in which a hotel serves as the refuge from the impending decimation of Europe, Lost Girls follows the logic of the Vienna Circle writers that the forces of Eros struggle to resist but ultimately lose to barbarity. At the end of the third novel in the trilogy, the women's sexual paradise crumbles as German soldiers burn down the hotel. Lost Girls raises the question of how many worlds of yesterday can and should our culture produce? Given the beauty and significance of the Grand Budapest Hotel, my answer is, as many that celebrate life as we possibly can muster to redeem, as Wes Anderson's beautiful script puts it, that barbaric slaughterhouse known as humanity.